From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Take Led Zeppelin, somewhere around the time of Houses of the Holy, then ask jazz organist Alice Coltrane to bring her otherworldly keyboards to the band, and now you have an idea what the new single from the White Stripes sounds like. It's called Icky Thump. It's a title track to the record that comes out on the 19th of June, and it's just fantastic. Icky Thump. The term comes from a Yorkshire slang. This North of England expression is an exclamation of surprise. The White Stripes just spell it different from the Brits. The title track's from their new CD, and it comes out in the middle of June. Here's a new CD that really knocked me out. It's by Battles. The song's called Atlas. This is from their first full-length CD. You may have fallen in love with their EPs over the past few years. They're terrific musicians, but what hooked me on this cut was the vocals. It isn't what you'd call singing, but that's Tyonde Braxton, and his voice is what adds humor to this 21st century progressive rock band. Listen, and shortly after the first voice comes in, I have a feeling you'll be hooked too.
Yeah.
music is by Battles. The CD's called Mirrored. And if the last name of that singer, Tyondale Braxton, is familiar, he's the son of the remarkably and talented innovative jazz musician, Anthony Braxton. For progressive rock, 1970 was a banner year. There was Gentle Giant's first record, two King Crimson LPs, Wake Up Poseidon and Lizard. Time and a Word by Yes was out, so was Adam Hart Mother by Pink Floyd. And the first supergroup of prog rock was born, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Keith Emerson was a remarkable and flamboyant keyboard player with the Nice. Greg Lake was a singer and, in fact, wound up producing King Crimson's first record. Then there was Carl Palmer. He'd just left the drumming role with another British prog rock band, Atomic Rooster. The first few Emerson, Lake & Palmer records were unique blends of classical, rock, and jazz with odd time changes and great songwriting. Tarkus was a second album, and it opened with a 7-part epic, the entire first side of the LP. Tarkus has just been reissued, and here are the first two movements, Eruption and Stones of Years.
Talk to the winds of time.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer, the first band that ever blew up my speakers. Actually, my dad's speakers. Sorry about that, Dad. The CD's called Tarkus, and you heard the first movements of that suite. Next, a band from England making music with sound that's simply intriguing. Tongue is their name, spelled T-U-N-N-G. I don't know why they spell it that way. This record's been hanging around my house for a while. There's something about the progressive rock on this show that makes me think this CD will fit nicely right here. I'll play the first two cuts because they're short and they sound completely different. I'll give you a scope of what this band does. Give a listen to Tongue from their CD called Comments of the Inner Chorus.
to turn me into a hare.
Just like they did when you did what you did. I look for a man to turn me into a hare.
Just like they did when you did what you did.
Come close up to me, fire in an open hearth, raised in a vessel of our only action. Some satisfaction, some sweet satisfaction. They said it was a lovely time. They said it was a lovely time. Yeah, they said it was a lovely time. And we all had a lovely time. We all had a lovely time. We all had a lovely time. Yeah, we all had a lovely time.
Tongue is the name of the band. The CD is called Comments of the Inner Chorus. From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Rufus Wainwright's new CD is out on the 15th of May. It's his fifth studio record. Wainwright's in love with opera and Judy Garland and great harmony. For me, it's the harmony, the singing, and particularly the arrangements on Release the Stars that sets it apart from just about any other record to come out in a while. Give a listen to the opening track. It's called Do I Disappoint You?
Do I disappoint you in just being human and not one of the elements that you can light your cigar on? Why does it always have to be fire? Why does it always have to be we
Rufus Wainwright. The CD's called Release the Stars, and that song's called Do I Disappoint You? These days, when a popular artist dies, particularly if it's tragic or premature, you can almost count on posthumous CDs being released, sometimes for years to come. Think of Nick Drake or Nirvana. The same's true for the gifted, gentle songwriter and singer Elliott Smith. Smith died in 2003, but fans got a whole album of brand new songs a year later. Some might say this sort of after-death marketing is exploitive and in poor taste. For fans, it can be a joy to hear new or alternate versions of favorite songs. Kill Rock Stars, one of the labels Smith recorded for, has just put out a new double album of unreleased tunes by Elliott Smith. There are 24 tracks, nearly all of them unheard, and most just Elliott Smith and his guitar. With nearly an hour and a half of music, a lot of the songs start to sound the same. Still, I think it's better that these songs, recorded between 1994 and 97, are heard and not collecting dust on some shelf somewhere. This track's called Seeing How Things Are Hard. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Trouble that you caused.